What is up, best life seekers? You are listening to Dreamcatcher, the podcast with your host, Mark Rudd Larson. Mark believes that at one time or another, we have all had dreams. Dreams for the future and dreams of a better life. In this podcast, Mark will feature people who have gone after, fought for, and caught their dreams. Mark and his guests will share the tips and tools that they've used to create their best lives. So sit back, listen, and learn so you too can get started catching all your dreams and living your best life. Now here's your host, Mark Rudd Larson.
Good morning, Mark Rudd Larson here on an early Sunday morning. It's a little after six. God woke me up and he's like, you're going to do your podcast right now. So put my hat on, cap on, what an end hat. And which was my uncle's, who passed away last October. And and this episode is about self-love, self-care. And it's kind of gonna, like I told, if you watched my video I did yesterday, God said this is gonna be one of my best podcasts. So let's go with it. And talking about self-love. I always thought you had to have everything ready for this podcast. And everything had to be perfect. And I was just up in my head. And I think that's where a lot of us get into having problems with self-love. We have to think everything has to be perfect, or what will somebody think? Just like this cap. My uncle obviously loved it, and I'm honored that I got it. But it's just like, God, what will people think? You know, you care what people think. You know, unless you're working for them or something like that, you want to know, then. But just in your general life, be you. And I think that's where a lot of people, we get caught up in the semantics. I got my t-shirt that I was sleeping in. Actually, it's my event that I had a couple years ago, Impact, which was awesome. That's my MO, Impact. And I could have gotten definitely different. Got these to cover my eye bags from still sleeping a little bit ago. That's kind of being semantics, I guess, but it's also being a cool dude too. And I can look really, really cool if I look at the ring light there. And life's so much more fun when you just do that and not worry about what people are going to think. You know, I could think, like, what are people going to think when they listen or watch this podcast? I hope they realize that they can be themselves, because that's what God put you here for. And And be unapologetic about it. And I think that's one reason why people don't do the self-love, self-care. You know, it's just like we're so concerned about what the man thinks, what the other person thinks, that we can't be let down and be ourselves. And it's only when you become genuinely true to yourself that life gets really good. And it's taken me all these years, decades, to get to that point, because I was really not that way when I was younger. I mean, I definitely... I was exactly what I was supposed to do. I think that's why when I, got out of college, I actually got a job offered for every interview that I did. I knew how to do that. I knew how to do that really well. And it's just taking all this time to get me to the point where I'm comfortable being me. I'm an awesome dude. Ask my wife. She always, I tell her that every day. I am. And there's nothing I need to apologize about. I have a huge heart, and I just want to give it out to the world and help the people realize that they can be who they are and don't care. And I used to talk back to judging, a podcast episode a little while back, and I still judge. But it's just like, why do I judge? Those people are being unapologetically them, with their piercings and tats and whatever clothes they're wearing. It's like they're comfortable with who they are. And it's just like, it's refreshing. And it wasn't that long ago I was the other way. It's like, why are they not dressing better when they go out in public, And why would you want those tattoos? When they get old, they're going to look terrible. And it's like, so who cares? It is now. They love it. And that's worth a lot, because most people don't love themselves. Most people don't like themselves very much at all. And, life's not very good when you don't love yourself. For one thing, if you don't have love, you can't give love. You can't give something you don't have. And if that gets them closer to loving themselves, go for it. And, you know, it's just society just puts so many rules on us that keep us, well, one thing, it's mainly to keep us under control and keep us under, you know, wraps. So we do, you know, what good citizens do. And I'm very much anti that because I'm not going to get into that, but it's just like, yeah, do you. This is going to stay upbeat. But self-love, you know, going back to the topic of this episode, it's just like, why is it so hard to give self-love? You know, I doubt I had much self-love. In fact, I kind of didn't like myself at all. You know, growing up, I was quiet and that changed a little bit, didn't it? But it's just like, I didn't like myself, but I didn't know for sure. I think deep down, I knew what I needed to do to get away from that, but I was afraid. And fear keeps you from doing so much. You know, it's like, if I spoke out, what if I said the wrong thing? What if, you know, they did, if I did a little bit, which I didn't speak much, would make fun of me. But, you know, there was only such a minute amount of people who did that kept me in fear. And it's just like all that time. And I can't knock it because it got me to the person I am today. And I'm very happy with the person I am today and getting more happy every day. And I thank God for that. God has become such an important person and entity, person, I don't even call him person. He feels like a father figure to me and very much. Because I had a lady the other day, she's like, so is God when he talks to you, is he male or female? It's like, I guess male. I never thought about that. But it's really irrelevant. He talks to me. But that has gotten me to getting over that fear of being who I am to the world. And it's only going to get more because God's got big plans. God's got big plans for all of us. And I don't even know all the big plans he's got for me because he just like kind of need to know. But just an apology, go out there, you know, be you. And the world's waiting for you. That's another thing. This lady I talked to today, she has so much information she could help the people in this world. And I don't know what is holding her back, but she would be very good for a podcast too. And very, very good. And in fact, I don't know if you guys know Dr. Laura on radio. I mean, I'm probably dating myself. I think she's still on her though. This lady immediately, I could see her doing Dr. Laura with the things that people are facing today and God issues and all that. So I hope she does go ahead and go forward with that because she'd be very, very good at it. And I can just see her. I hope she can see herself doing that. But and that's something that is self-love too. You know, I think a lot of times we see ourselves in that. It's like, you know, I could be that. I would love to be that. But we just like, you know, I don't have what it takes to do that. And or the time and the money. And there's always something that's probably going to hold you back because to get to the person that God wants you to be or the person you need to grow into, there's definitely a path. And it's a path that is... It's challenging because you have to grow into that person. So there's got to be challenges and you only grow when you are having challenges. So, yeah. So don't let that stop you. And money, let me tell you, Cheryl and I can very much relate. And I know I've told a little bit, you know, we in the last few months have had very little money, but we still get things done. And we have not let it stop us. And I've had people, it's like, how do you keep going? It's like the grace of God, love of God. He's there, been there for us. And I think he's gotten me to the point where I'm comfortable doing this at 6 in the morning. T-shirt on that I slept in, cap that is, it's awesome. My uncle loved it, so I love it too. And got my water, so... which I think is another thing, self-love, self-care. We don't take care of ourselves as well as we probably should because you only have one body, one life, one body. And it's just something that you just need to take care of yourself. And that is one thing that I've done some of that at home, but we haven't been going to the Y because of all the things going on. And I miss that greatly. Miss my trainer, Caleb. And, but it doesn't stop you from doing the stuff that I learned over at the Y at home or the places. You can always do something and something's better than nothing. And just go for a walk, you know, drink your water. You know, you're supposed to, I don't know how much water you're supposed to drink. I think Caleb told me it's like a minimum of a half gallon for Cheryl and I each every day. So a lot of water. But I think a lot of people, you know, the self-care don't get enough water. And if you're not running on cylinders, it's kind of like a car that's, you know, not running on all cylinders. And you're only able to do so much because you're not up to your full performance. So yeah, you want to drink your water. Mark says, Sparky says, anybody who knows me from college, Sparky. So, and I'm honored to still have that because I can always tell people look, from college that call me that. So, yep, Sparky. But a lot worse names I could have been called. So, yeah, college is where I kind of started coming out of my shell. But, you know, it's just self-love. So why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to do that? Why do we think we don't deserve that? You know, I've had to think about that a lot. And I think everybody else, we see everybody else kind of put them on a pedestal. Kind of, it's like, well, they've got it figured out. They've got it figured out, you know. You know, they've got this education. They've got whatever it is. And it's just like, nobody's got it figured out. Nobody, especially the older I get, that's like, nobody does. Even some of the people I really put, you know, it's like, wow, they just got their life together. And then I find there's this one lady that I thought she really did. And she's really, I think, struggling right now. And I pray for her. I feel for her. But I thought, you know, when I had met her, I've known her a few years now. And I just thought, wow, she's got everything together. I admire her. And I still admire her because she's kind of putting it out there that, you know, she's struggling. And I think that's another thing that with self-care and self-love, maybe we need to share our struggles. I know we need to share our struggles. And some people are like, I want to hear it. It's like, well, that's not your right people. You want to be, you know, because your vibe attracts your tribe. And there's always people that love you and care for you that will listen to you. And they'll be for you. You know, they will be there for you to get through this self-love where you don't have it. And get you to the point where it's like, okay, this is going to take me to closer to self-love. And I think that's where this gal is that I know. But just, you know, that's, I think that's one reason why we don't do self-love, because we think we're kind of way down and we just don't have it figured out. We don't know. Why would God want us to do anything in the world? Why would anybody? Because we don't have it figured out. We just have, you know, we don't didn't graduate high school, or we don't have a college education, or whatever your, you know, situation is. It's just like, we always put something that's like somebody else is better. So we don't do the self-love because this is like, you know, they've got it figured out better than me. Just let them go. I don't have anything to offer to the, you know, the world. And it's like, if you weren't able to offer and weren't supposed to still be offering things to the world, you wouldn't be here. You know, God's got a plan for you. God's got a plan for every one of us. And that's why we're here still. And I know that's the way it is. You were put here for a reason. And sometimes we don't discover that until quite a while in, you know, in our life. Hey, you know, I'm 61. I've told you that many times on this podcast, but I'm just still learning and figuring it out. But it's like, it's not too late, especially with this stuff today, you know, self-love. Oh my gosh, there's so many things. And we watched actually on PBS, and yes, I do watch PBS. I think it's one of the most awesome channels on TV. And plus they have so many channels anymore, this doctor. And it's just like all the stuff you can do for self-care and self-love anymore is amazing. You can reverse a lot of things. You can actually chronic a lot. You can't change your age, but biologically, I don't know what I'm looking for. But anyway, your body thinks it's younger because you're always going to be your age. You know, that is always going to stay the same. But it's just like, you know, there's so many things to look into. And yes, it's probably still kind of expensive because it's relatively new, but it's coming. And there's that. And weight. I have struggled with my weight pretty much my whole life. And my parents put me on Weight Watchers when I was like fifth or sixth grade, because I was 50, 60 pounds overweight. And it's just like, I think that was, I was eating, I know I was eating to get away from the pain. I mean, I would come home and eat because there was times when my mom and dad weren't here. And I think it's a lot more that way now. I mean, I would eat a whole bag of chocolate chips or cookies or whatever was in the house. Yeah, I would do that. And then I wondered why. And then it's just, it was emotional eating, definitely. But it was not self-love. Probably self-hate because I wanted to be out there so much with the people. I wanted a best friend. I wanted all this stuff. And you know, it's just looking back, it still brings up tears to me because I wanted all that stuff, and I've gotten a lot more towards that. I still, certain things that I still don't have yet, but will. And, but yeah, that's why I was doing it. I was trying to ease my pain with food. And I think a lot of people do that in this world, especially in the United States, because food is so accessible. And I think it's something up in their head that, you know, it's just like, it feels good to eat, you know, especially something we love. And I pretty much love food, you know, love good food. And just like yesterday where Cheryl and I had this place, this little bistro that just opened. And it is such an awesome place because there are so many places that don't have good food. It's kind of mass produced a lot of the stuff nowadays and not the best food for you. But this place was exquisite. It was an event. It was just, it was all the way around cool place. Places that Cheryl and I like to go and discover and promote because she's really doing a great job. She made it really feel like a French bistro in central Nebraska. And look forward to going back to that in the near future. So, but going back to the thing with the food, you know, we do that, you know, or drink. You know, I think a lot of people use alcohol and I can't say that Cheryl and I haven't done that because we like a good glass of wine, almost too much. And that was the thing God told me a month ago. Actually, we can have a glass of wine today. He told me, he's like, you know, you and Cheryl drink too much wine. And I would agree. It was getting to be the point where we were kind of using it to wind down for the day. It was kind of just being like the food was when I was younger. And it's like, no, that's not what it's for. It's to celebrate. It's for an occasion. You know, it's not for every day. Because for one thing, I think when you do it every day, you don't really enjoy it as much because it's not an event, kind of like the restaurant yesterday, the bistro yesterday. And he's like, I want you to go a month without like drinking wine and do it in moderation. Like he said, moderation is that. So, and how do you like the ring light? Yeah. So anyway, but we actually have had a bottle of wine on in our kitchen for a long time and have done, you know, not drank the wine. I do have to say my dad had a glass of wine with me. He got me a glass of wine the other day so I didn't quite get to the month, but I think that's the way it should be. You know, celebrating with your parent, celebrating at an event, celebrating, you know, holiday, rather than doing it every night. For one thing, it loses its fun. You know, it does because it's like, you know, it's like, do you want a glass of wine? Nah, I guess it's all right. And we did it. It was kind of nice that Cheryl and I had to wind down for the day, but we were having two glasses of wine every night. And it's just like, that's way too much. Way, way too much. For weight-wise, too, and that's something that Cheryl and I both will be doing, not need. We'll be doing, you know, and because that's self-care, self-love. We need to get down to our weight that we need to be and show the world what is possible because everything's possible. And that is something you have to believe for self-care and self-love too, that you can get down to the weight you need to be, that you can dress the way you want to dress because it's all possible. It's all up in your head. We get in our head so much, you know, where we just like, what are they going to think? You know, what is it? And we need to just stop that. And easier said than done, I can tell you, because I even still hesitated to do what I am wearing. And if you're just listening to this, I'm wearing a white tee and a white cap, which is pretty awesome. So, and my sunglasses at night. I wear my sunglasses at night and put the ring light. And, you know, I got to stop that. So, have fun. You know, I think that's another thing where we self-care and self-love. When we get to be adults, it's like, you know, fun is for kids. We have to grind. We have to be the, you know, power through. We have to not, you know, it's like Sunday fun day. It's like, if that's not the case, then why would we make Sunday a fun day? Because the rest of the days aren't fun. You know, you can have fun. Kids would never put up with that. It's like, you can only have fun on one day out of the week. You know, it's like, that kid that goes like, look at you like, you're crazy. You got to have fun every day. You know, that's what kids, and I'm still a big kid. I've been told that very many, Cheryl will definitely attest to that, many, many times. And I've been told I'm very childlike, and I'm very honored for them to tell me that. And it's going forward. I'm never going to stop being a childlike person because that's where the wonder comes into the world. You see the world, just like the other morning, I woke up and I told Cheryl, it's like God had made everything. I was thankful for everything in my life. I was thankful for Cheryl, this computer, water. You know, it's just that we take so many things for granted. And I just like, this is like looking at the world through a whole new lens. And it was wonderful. I mean, I wanted to skip, you know, and it's like, I don't know if I can skip or not. Now it's one thing I haven't done for a while. But yeah, self-love. Don't discount it. It's very, very important. In fact, I think it's one of the most important things there is out there, because without self-love, like I said, life is just kind of mundane. And you have to love yourself before you can give love to others. And it's what it's all about. The older I get, it's like, it's the only thing. Love your family, love your friends, love the world. There's so many people that are out there that don't have love that could really use some. And that's what's going forward with Cheryl and I and everybody else that are kind of in our arena. I don't know what the word are going to be going and doing more love things. You know, it's just like there's some people that are struggling out there, especially with the way the economy is and how much groceries cost and don't have it. So they don't do the self-love because they can't afford to. And, you know, because if your body, where are you going to go if your body's not there? You know, and I understand this being overweight a lot. You know, it's like that's, I can relate. Like I said, when I was a kid, you know, eating for emotional support. It's kind of one more area where they're getting self-love because the food is kind of giving the love back, you know, probably the endorphins in their head. And it feels good. You know, it's just, it is something that I think a lot of people struggle with because they don't have the self-love and they're looking for love wherever they can get it, whether it's, you know, food or, you know, even, I think even porn. You know, I think people are so, you know, because it gives them, of course, you know, that endorphin, you know, hit. And I think that they, if they really had love in their real, true love in their life, they wouldn't even be tempted by that. Food, porn, whatever it is, it's, you know, alcohol. They wouldn't because they would have the real thing. And I can tell you, there's nothing better than the real thing. Real love is so much better than all these other things like food and the rest, you know, because once you have it, you won't ever go back because it's just like, you know, once you have real food, like Sean and I found in Italy, it's just like it was hard to come back to the United States because it's like our food is so, it's not food. I mean, unless we make it ourselves or like the occasional place like yesterday, you just, it's not real food. It is so fake. It is very fake food. And, you know, once you get away from it, you see how bad it really is. And that's the way Cheryl and I were last summer when we went to Italy. It's like, and I think everybody that went with us to Italy, which awesome group, love them all. And look forward to going with them to Iceland in August because they're an awesome group. And, but we all agreed, it's like, immediately we knew the food was better. It's just like, wow, I'd forgotten how it really is. And I think that's what people in the other stuff, they forget. It's like, because that was, it's doing a hit. It's getting them, you know, to the next day, but it's not really, really good. You know, it's not the real love from your heart. It's not real food. It's not whatever, you know, it's fake. And you don't realize it until you're away from it. Kind of like a lot of things. We don't realize what we do until we get distance from it. And I was kind of that way too, you know, on a lot of things. It's just like, it's until you have the real thing, you don't realize, because I probably am more loving than I've ever been in my life. I know I am. And I would hate to ever go back to the way I was because I know the real love now. And it's awesome. In fact, it's going to make me cry now because it's so awesome. And I know the love of God, you know, and I've always had a relationship with God, but I didn't really until recently know what a relationship with God was. I mean, I went to school, I was raised in the church. I mean, I had a pretty good religious background, and I thank my parents for that. But I really didn't have a relationship because I thought that was what it was. But until I know, I'm getting to know the real thing now with God, it's like, oh, wow, I really didn't know what I was missing. And it's getting better every day with that. And if you don't know God, seek him. He's always there for you. He's there to and pray. Prayer is so powerful. And just talk to him. You know, sometimes I tell people on their worst days, talk to him. He's always there. He's always there to listen. And asking, you shall receive. And you don't know how what form it's going to come, but it will. He doesn't break his promises. He will always find a way to get you what you ask for. And so, before that, I didn't know the love of God. You know, I thought I did, but just like the food, I thought I was getting pretty good food here in the United States, because we're in the United States. It was supposed to be one of the number one countries in the world. I have my doubts on that. It's not the people. It's definitely not the people. The people in this country are so loving and so awesome. Meet them every day. And so on that, you know, just give yourself love. You know, just give yourself self-love and really pay attention to it, because it's easy to get into the day, get into the grind, which is a word, you know, as it triggers me, but get into the stuff of the day, you know, just the day happens and we go through another day and another day and another month, another life, you know, another life, another year, another into another life, and the life's done. And what did we really love? Did we really do what we wanted to do in this life? I pray that you have and will have by the time you get to end your life, because that's the epitome of the ultimate, whatever, I'm going to be wordy here, of self-love and self-care, is living a genuine, true life that you enjoyed and made a difference in the world. So on that, Cheryl's still sleeping. And she's definitely not a morning person. And this time change thing definitely messes with her for a while. But I will have some breakfast. A good breakfast, drink the rest of my water, get started with the day. And I think Cheryl and I probably will go have some coffee somewhere and celebrate the day. Like I've told you many times, celebrate the day, because it's all you've got. There's no tomorrow for sure. It's called the present for a reason, because it is a present. Every day you wake up is a gift from God, because you're on the wake up list. And he calls it the present because, yeah, you woke up. It's kind of like Christmas morning when you go down there and see the presents under the tree. Just think of that every morning when you get up and you have another day. And doesn't get any better than that. So on that, I'm going to end the podcast there. Have a great day. Send love. Give love. Have a relationship with God. I wish you all the best always. And I genuinely want you to believe that, because I do. And that's why I'm the dream catcher. I want people to catch your dreams. I want people to live their best life. And on that, thanks again for joining me. And until next time, take care.